This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. So you want to talk about market volatility? Let's talk about Bitcoin, right? What a difference a year makes. In December of last year, one Bitcoin was worth nearly $20,000. But all cryptocurrencies had a tough year, and Bitcoin value has dropped almost 80%. It was trading at more like $4,300 today. The why behind that drop? That was the assignment that Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson got today.
Part of that return to Earth was just inevitable.
There's a whole lot of things that came to bear, main one being that the prices were just way out of whack with reality.
Michael Casey is a senior advisor for the Digital Currency Initiative at MIT's Media Lab. He says lots of investors poured into cryptocurrencies looking to make a quick buck.
The money that sort of went in and is now coming out is largely speculative.
Plus, these cryptocurrencies are still new, tough to value. Gil Luria is director of research at D.A. Davidson.
There was an anticipation that institutional investors, the same investors that invest in stocks and bonds, would start investing in crypto assets, and that has not materialized.
And then there's regulation. David Yermak teaches a class on cryptocurrencies at NYU. He says in the last few years, an increasing number of companies have raised money through initial coin offerings, selling tokens the way other companies might sell stock.
The SEC has taken a fairly aggressive position that most of these under the law would qualify as securities and would have to file for certain regulatory oversight, pay certain fees, and basically meet a certain standard of disclosure on an ongoing basis.
That heightened regulatory pressure is also weighing on the value of cryptocurrencies. Yermak studies cryptocurrencies, but he doesn't invest in them.
Oh, no. It's incredibly risky.
Still, he thinks blockchain, the technology that underlies Bitcoin, shows lots of promise. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.